CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Now back to Fire It Up with CJ. Be a force for good. And fire it up with CJ. Log on, fireitupwithcj.com. And call CJ now.
248-545-7685.
Leave. On CBS Radio's The Sky. The Sky.
Welcome back to Fire It Up with CJ. Today we have money coach Emily Zillig on talking about a different way of thinking about money management. Make sure you go to our website, fireitupwithcj.com, to get more information on this show and shows just like it. It's fireitupwithcj.com. Once again, I'm Cassandra, live from CBS Radio, and we're going to go right back to CJ Liu.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. I was lucky enough to be introduced to Emily this summer, and it was during a time when I was having some money hang-ups, some money issues. More like the way that I was thinking about money was a little bit off-kilter, and I did some YouTube videos that you should check out on our website with Emily Zillig. And I thought one of the most interesting things that you told me that I had never thought about before is you said money is a form of energy. And I was like, aha, just opening that and being conscious of that helped me think, oh, okay, money is not all these different things that I think about. It's just a form of energy. And like energy that I need to power my car, power my life, I need money, right? Food, money, water, these are things I need to run my life.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and just changing that, really, it kind of changed everything. So that was my gigantic aha. Thank you, Emily. Yay. And I think it's interesting because Emily and I talked a lot about money, and, you know, we're either obsessed with making it, not making it, saving it, not spending it, like all aspects of money.
Every side of it.
Yeah, we have issues with. So we're here with Emily, and we're going to be talking about we were talking in the previous segment that it's not helpful to have certain beliefs about money, especially for women. And I thought you could share with us some of the unpowering beliefs or disempowering, I think it's the word,
disempowering
beliefs that we have about money as women.
Well, there are an unlimited number, of course, of disempowering beliefs, but in general, they fit into three kind of broad categories. Mm-hmm. So there's unhelpful beliefs about you, about yourself.
Mm-hmm. My competency with money.
Right. I'm not good enough. I don't deserve it. I'm not good with numbers. I can't afford it. All of those things are things about me.
Mm-hmm.
Then there are disempowering beliefs about money itself. So mm-hmm. there's like money is bad, rich people are greedy or selfish or mm-hmm. taking over the world. Or you can't
1%.
Right. You can't be spiritual and have money. So
right.
the things about money itself. And then another big category is the things that are outside of us. So someone else won't let me.
What's that mean?
The economy is bad.
Oh, yeah. It's because of the economy that
right.
I can't
there's
get money.
There's nothing I can do because there's this external thing that's keeping me from whatever.
Oh,
so
right.
The economy is bad. People won't want to pay for this, which again feels like
the me thing and
do about
yeah.
it. Right.
Someone I'm a
else
victim
is
of
decide.
This
right.
external
These all kind of fit into I'm a victim.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
And, or my family won't like it. So sometimes it's people even that are close to you. I don't want to upset someone. I don't want to offend. I don't want to make more money than my spouse.
Right.
Is a big one.
Yeah.
So those are all things that are kind of external beliefs. They're about someone else or something else that's keeping me from doing it.
Yeah. Interesting. So I actually love the fact that you've thought so much about money that you can come up with three categories.
Hey, and you know what? You got to put it in categories to make it easier for people. So.
and all these beliefs, they drain us, right? I mean.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, have you seen this drain? And what is it that they're draining, do you think?
Well, I think the biggest thing is it makes you think that it makes you stop doing.
Mm-hmm.
So the things that you're telling yourself, no matter what, whether it's about you or it's about money or it's about something else, it keeps you from doing. So I'm not, mm-hmm. why bother? I'm not good enough. Why bother? The economy is bad. Why? And so, and it's, there's the whole ego. My ego's trying to stop me from doing things. You know, there's that thing
right,
going.
Right.
But the biggest thing is.
I love how the psychology visit. Oh, you know, your ego telling you. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and you can call, it does, some people don't like the word ego, but it's that piece of you that's in your head that's trying to protect you from something.
Mm-hmm.
So these beliefs come from childhood, as she was discussing in the last segment.
Right.
You know, there's stuff that comes to us from childhood, and then it stops us from doing.
Right.
And then stops you from making money.
Right.
And then it feeds itself, and it ends in this vicious cycle where you feel helpless.
Right.
And since we don't talk about money in our culture, it's still a big taboo. People would rather talk about sex than money.
And saying something,
you know, right. That's a big deal. I mean, it's almost
right.
like the last frontier, especially in couples, which is one of the things, one of the groups that I love working with is couples.
Right.
You know, we don't talk about it. We don't know how to deal with it, but we're supposed to know.
Right.
So we're ashamed and we're embarrassed and we don't know what to do about it.
Yeah, that's absolutely true, isn't
right.
it?
I have a lot of debt. I failed. I don't make enough. I mean, I lost my job, but I'm embarrassed. I mean, there's a million things that feed into
right.
to all of it, and we're not trained to deal with it.
Right. And the key thing is that it keeps us from moving forward, like you said,
right.
to take action. When I had spoken to you this past summer about money, it was the final realization that there's a point in your business that unless you actually invest in yourself and believe in yourself, you're not going to grow. You're just going to hit a limit and you can't go to the next level.
Absolutely.
And it had to do with like, well, I don't want to spend money on myself because I don't really know if I'm going to make money. But in some ways, you just have to spend the money to make money. And it's one of those counterintuitive things. But
well, and if you go back,
I was in action.
Right. But if you go back to money as energy and it's a flow,
right.
it needs to be going out to come back in too.
Right.
And that's a big issue a lot of women have is they don't want to receive. And
right.
it's bigger than just money. It's I can't. And even I have had a block with this and still have to work on it. It's hard for me to receive. I've always been a type A. I want to make things happen. I want to do.
Right.
I can make it happen. And letting that flow come back in is a big block for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And it's something, you know, this isn't one of those things where all of a sudden your stuff is all gone. You continue, it's a
yeah,
growth process
funny.
Through
it's,
all of life. You know, you're going to keep finding stuff as you go.
I do think that idea, if you're kind of a type A person, which I am, you're like, well, I don't want anyone to help me. I've been able to figure
it out.
And if someone does help me, I feel all self-conscious, like I need to reciprocate in
right.
some way. It's really hard for us, even when we do get help or money or whatever, to not feel somehow like we have to reciprocate versus saying, thank the Lord, Jesus gave me the money.
Well, and that goes back to what we had talked to in our previous discussions about time, money, and love. So
yeah.
it's all, we're exchange. Sometimes it's not an equal exchange of money for money or money for things. It's money for time or money for energy or
money for love.
Money for love.
No, let's not go there.
It's true. I mean,
yeah,
love even
true.
With, you know,
yeah,
I'm going to give money to have someone clean my house so that I can go spend time with a friend.
That's fair. Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
You know, it's all flow. And again, you have to let it come in for it to be able to go back out.
Right.
Or go out, I mean, and come in. It has to go both ways.
Right.
And we get so, like, some people don't want to spend. Some people don't want to, you know, they spend too much. So
right.
then the balance gets off.
Right. It's an ecosystem. I love the idea, the whole idea of it's an ecosystem and it has to go around in a cycle to be
exactly.
healthy. And if it doesn't, then the system's off, right? Just like energy or body energy. All right. So what are some of the ways that we can fix these beliefs?
Well,
aside from coming to you and saying, Emily, please help
well,
me.
Well, and of course you can do that too. But the first thing is you need to know that they're there. And a lot of people, it's hard to look at your own stuff. You don't want to watch, but it's really simple if you just start being open to it.
Right.
So when you feel things in your body or
right.
hear thoughts in your head, you know, like I'll still catch myself thinking things mm-hmm. that are blocks that I've had running since yeah. I was a small child.
Tap your right temple.
Right, exactly. I've never heard that one before. I'm going to use that later. But you have to start being aware of it.
Yeah.
And, you know, open yourself up to, I'm ready to know and I'm ready to deal. And
right.
then, when you start, and not just in your head, because the beliefs are in your head, but things show up in your body first often. So you'll
mm-hmm.
get a yucky feeling in the pit of your stomach or, you know, or even it'll make you feel better. Something
mm-hmm.
will make you feel stronger. Okay,
mm-hmm.
go with that. If it makes
right.
you feel stronger, that's a belief that you have that is working for you.
Right.
And we do have beliefs go both ways. There are beliefs that make you better.
Right.
That make you stronger. You want to stick with those.
Right.
So once you've started noticing, back to how do we fix it, you start noticing those thoughts, start turning them around. And actually, recent brain research shows that in 17 seconds of a replacement thought, of a more positive thought, you actually can start rewiring your brain.
Yeah.
So it's not this big, huge, complicated thing where they make it, you know, the experts make it seem like there's these unconscious thoughts and you're screwed because they're
right.
never going to go away.
Right.
You know, find a better thought.
Yeah. And I think actually just even the previous guest, Mal Duane, I mean, she has a process. I mean, there's so many
right.
processes out there,
Absolutely.
But some of these things, you know, focus, awareness, intention,
right.
thought, healing and helping. I mean, these are things that you could use. Go listen to the previous program.
That's, right.
that's one way
well,
to fix them.
You know, and there are things, Byron Katie's work, the
yeah,
Sedona
like
method,
the work too.
Emotional freedom technique,
right.
all of those things. You know, I use the Sedona method all the time, which is really simple.
I haven't heard that. I'll have to look at that.
Yeah, it's
Sedona.
Same.
Okay.
It's the same as Byron Katie's,
yeah.
you know, simple questions, you know.
Yeah.
Am I ready to release this right now?
You know? Yeah.
And it actually, you can feel it change your energy.
Mm.
It's not complicated, but the first step, the biggest thing is, do I notice that I have an issue?
Right.
Is it, you know, and once you do, then you can start dealing with it.
All right. So the next segment, we're going to be empowering ourselves to figure out what are the must-have money skills that we should learn as women. We'll be right back.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Now back to Fire It Up with CJ. Be a force for good and fire it up with CJ. Log on, fireitupwithcj.com and call CJ now.
248-545-7685.
On CBS Radio's The Sky.
Sky.
Money coach Emily Zillig is here on CBS Sky Radio with Fired Up with CJ. I'm Cassandra here at Sky Radio, and we're going to go right back to CJ and Emily for our remaining segment.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. So in this segment, we're going to be talking about some really practical tools. And we were saying earlier that women, you know, we kind of get into this place where I don't know how to deal with money. I'm not sure how to deal with money. And oftentimes women allow men to just take control over the money, which is actually even more, I think, frankly, disempowering. And so the question is, what do we do to, you know, get on top of it so we have like the quintessential money skills that we need in order to be competent and good? If some awful thing happened to her husband, boyfriend, or significant other who normally handles the stuff.
Well, and I've had clients that are in the exact same situation. They had a husband that died, and they had no idea what was going on.
Yeah.
And the thing about managing money in the immediate, you know, the immediate, I have money right now, as opposed to investing. Investing
right.
is bigger and scarier. And right now we're talking about what do I do with the money that's coming in.
Right.
Again, we don't talk about it in our society, and we don't. It seems like this overwhelming, scary thing, but it's actually very simple.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing I have all my clients do is get in touch with what's most important to them. And we base everything about their money on what's most important to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because people, when you go through this work, realize that they have a lot of money that's going to things that don't really matter. Or even if it's not a significant amount of money, it's like a cable bill, for example.
Mm-hmm.
So my highest priorities are, say, family connection and growth.
Right.
And I'm paying $250 a month for cable bill.
Right.
Well, if that cable bill means that your family is sitting in front of the TV all the time and you're not connecting, you're not growing, you're not working together, then that's an energy suck.
Right.
So first figure out what is most important to you.
Mm-hmm.
Start playing with it. Start, mm-hmm. you want to decide what happens to your money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know that there's this much money coming in. What do I want it to do for me?
Mm-hmm.
And just decide, make it intentional. Instead of it being, well, the money comes in and this thing came up and I'm going to pay for it, decide in advance what you want your money to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then track it.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to, you know, you do the beforehand work. This is what I want my work. Your money's going to work for you.
Mm-hmm.
What do I want it to do? And then you start tracking.
Mm-hmm.
Did it do what I wanted it to do?
Mm-hmm.
So there are tons of ways to track your money. You can write it down individually by hand, which I don't like because it feels like an energy suck to me.
Right.
There are online programs like mint.com.
Mm-hmm.
There are apps that will help you track
mm-hmm.
that you can enter and or it will do it automatically. You know, whatever system it is that
And how can I do these? Most of these systems actually, like, I can tell you everything that I want and my goals, but how do they map to the budget? And do they have budgeting systems and everything in them too?
Some of them do.
Yeah.
There's a new system that's not completely, it's kind of in beta. It's called MoneyMinder.com, uh-huh. created by a money coach in Seattle, actually. And it's, you enter it all by hand, but it helps you build, helps you walk through kind of this process.
Right.
And I think
that's interesting.
I think it's a paid, I think it's so much a month, $6 a month or something.
Right, which is cheap, pretty
yeah.
cheap.
Yeah. So that's another system. So it just depends. But mostly you just need to know.
Right.
If you know in the back of your head, this is what's important to me. This is what I want to achieve. And with couples, sometimes that's different.
Right.
So there needs to be a conversation about it.
Right.
What is most important to us and what do we want to achieve?
Right.
And then the rest of it kind of flows from there as long as you're keeping track of where your money's going.
Right.
If you're not keeping track of where your money's going, then you miss big energy drains. Your money starts to ooze.
Right.
And it goes to things that aren't important to you without you even knowing.
Okay, well, let's say that what's important to me is to get, like, nice shoes from Nordstrom's every month. And my husband wants, you know, ESPN every month. And we don't even have money for doing these things, but we want these. They're important to us. They fulfill us at some deep level. What do we do?
Well, in that case, the first you can start finding ways to make more money, which is always
right.
good.
Yeah.
But I always go to what is the value behind the thing. So what is the value to you to shoes, say a $600 pair of shoes?
Mm-hmm.
What is it that, what value? So values are beauty or integrity or growth or health.
Right.
What value is it that that feeds for you? Because a lot of times it's not actually a value that we hold. It's a value that someone else holds.
Right.
So I'm going to a networking meeting and I want to give a certain impression, so I feel like I need $600 shoes.
Right.
It's not actually my value. It's someone else's value.
Right.
In which case, you can do that. That's fine, and it's your decision. It's your money. But is that really, does that really help you, and do you really feel like you're getting your money's worth?
Right.
And if so,
are you that much more beautiful
right.
with those $600
exactly.
shoes, or could you be just professional and beautiful enough with the $200 pair of shoes
and
or
what,
your old shoes
and,
without getting new ones.
And what value are you exchanging?
Right.
So if, you know, if your husband wants to watch ESPN and you want the $600 shoes, then what is his value about ESPN? Is that
right.
a freedom thing for him
yeah.
or a relaxation thing? Or
right.
what is it? What is he getting from ESPN?
Right.
And then, again, you have to have a conversation.
Excuse for eating chips.
Right. But if you can do that, right. I really like fat and sugar, or I mean salt. But if you can have a conversation with your spouse and say, the reason that I want $600 shoes is because
right.
blank. It's this value
right.
and this is why it's
serving.
Important to me. It's a totally different thing. He may still not want you to get $600 shoes.
Right.
But you open the conversation and it a lot of couples even, you know, there's secrets.
Oh, I know. They buy stuff and they hide it.
They hide it.
That's
and then,
so weird.
You know, I had a friend who said, and then, you know, you come home and hope to get, you know, you check the mail really quick to get the credit
the
card
Nordstrom's
statement.
Bill, right,
right. Exactly. And you're causing all kinds of damage.
Yeah.
But again, none of this is complicated. It's not hard. It just feels overwhelming
yeah.
because there's all this emotion and mindset that we have behind it that isn't really about the money.
Yeah.
It's other stuff. Whether it's in your, if it's just you or if it's in your relationship, it's other things that are feeding into
yeah.
it.
What I love,
make
yeah.
it seem overwhelming.
And as a coach, these are just the same things that I do when I talk to someone about their career or their
mm-hmm.
business. It's just, it's energy and where you're flowing your energy. Going back to what we said in the first segment, and it's really getting clear with what are your goals? What are your wants? And then creating structures to help you stay true to those. It's no different. But because it's money,
mm-hmm.
we get all tripped up and freaked out about the whole thing. So anyways, thank you so much for being here, Emily. This is fantastic. Folks, make sure to go to www.fireitupwithcj to get more upcoming shows. And next week, we're going to be talking to the founder of Moms Rising. And then we're going to be talking to someone else about mother's issues and mom's issues. I can't remember who that will be right. So we'll see you next week, and everyone have a great week.